excited to be able to share with you what I was praying about this morning. I was praying for you and your goals to grow, praying about your visions, your dreams, and your aspirations.
首先拉比说，我迫不及待地想要跟你们分享一早我在祷告什么，因为我在为你祷告，我在为你，你的成长目标，你的意向，你的梦想，还有你的愿望在祷告。
And I asked the Lord, what do you want me to do? And he says, I want you to pray with them how you pray over your personal goals to grow.
我问主说，主啊，我要怎么样为他们祷告呢？主告诉我，我要你以你为你自己的成长目标祷告的方式来带领他们一起祷告。
So that's actually what I'm going to do.
所以这就是这篇语音信息我要做的事情，我要用我自己每天为着我自己的成长目标祷告宣告的方式带领你们一起做天上法庭的祷告和宣告。
First of all, the Lord always says to you, he says, he wants you to weigh the intent of the heart. Hebrews 4:12 says that the word of God is sharper than two-edged sword, weighing the intents of the heart.
希伯来书四章十二节这里告诉我们，神的道如一把两刃的利剑，他能够辨明心中一切的主意和思念。拉比说，所以第一步我要你们做的事情就是去辨明你心中的想法和意念。
Share with you why I'm on this broadcast today and why I minister, okay? Because I write these down in my notes, okay, to myself. So this is what I speak out when I make these decrees and goals to grow. It's like, why am I doing this?
拉比说，为什么我要借着这个安息的信息来服侍你们？他拿出手上的成长目标手册，他说，这份是我所写的我自己的成长目标，我要示范给你们看我是怎么样用我自己所写下的成长目标在宣告和祷告，以及为什么我要这样做。
And this, I want you to hear this and I want you to share this, okay? We are called to walk this life out together, okay? God blesses unity.Okay? Unity amongst the brethren, multi-generational things. So when you have my generation, the next generation, Paul and Megan's, and the grandchildren, anytime you see three generations, that becomes a threefold cord. We have a responsibility at each generation to interact with the generation below and above. And in these situations with me, there's not above, it's our generation, but to minister to the next generations, okay? Called to walk together.
拉比说，我要你们听我告诉你们的原因，并且去分享，就是我们是被呼召作为生命的共同体。要知道神所祝福的是合一，也就是一群和睦同居的人，它包括着几代的同堂。拉比说，比如我的例子，我在世界上已经没有上一代的父母，所以从我开始往下是我的女儿和我的女婿，然后第三代就是他们的孩子，我的孙子。任何时候你看到三代同堂，他们就像三股合成的绳子，而事实的情况就是大多数的人都是属于中间这个世代，上面有你父母的世代，下面有你儿女的世代。总之这三个世代交织在一起，因为这三个像三股合成的绳子的世代是被呼召来成为生命的共同体。
So what's my motivation? I value God's children. I value you. I value you. Hear that? That I think God has great value in House of David members, Kurt Landry Ministry family. There's great value. He values you. Okay, and I value you.
拉比说，所以今天我要这样子来服侍你们，是因为你们就是我宝贵的家人，我看重你们。神很看重每一个大卫之家的会众，格兰卓事工的伙伴们，他看重你们，我也非常看重你们。
I value your goals to grow. That's why I'm on this call right now. I value. I believe that probably the greatest mentoring I can do is what I'm doing right now with you. Is I'm going to mentor you to be able to make changes that need to be done in your value system, character, and integrity by the renewing of your mind by the washing of the word.
还有，我不但看重你，我也看重你的成长目标，这是为什么？我要用以下的方式来服侍你。那么拉比说，我相信我能够带领你最好的方式，就是我可以带领你，借着神的话语，使你的心意更新而变化，以至于带出你价值观以及你品格的改变。
We need to understand that we have to walk this out together. You see, when you get bitter or afraid or fearful, then you start to isolate.You need not to be afraid of other people, and you won't be afraid of other people when you're secure with who you are in Christ Jesus.
所以今天我们一起要进行这些是很重要的， 因为当你的心里有苦毒，有恐惧，你就会开始孤立自己。但你不应该惧怕任何人，所以我要帮助你确定你在耶稣基督里的身份。当你在基督里的身份确定和稳固之后，你不会再惧怕任何人的。
So you need to hear this, is I am committed to your success. Not only am I committed to your success, I know that as a leader, I'm going to stand before the Lord one day with what I did to equip you for that success.
拉比对我们说，所以你要听见我亲自告诉你，我要对你的成功负责任。我不光是要帮助你，装备你，使你能够成功，有一天我也会为此站在主的面前受审问。
Any pastor that's listening to me, any teacher, evangelist, apostle, prophet, whatever your calling is, you are going to stand before the Lord, parents, grandparents for your children, owners of businesses, managers, you're going to stand before the Lord for did you raise them up properly? And so I am committed to your success. I rejoice in your success.
那么不管你是牧师、是教师、是传福音的、是使徒或者先知，甚至你是在职场一个部门的领导人，或者是你是父母、祖父母，当有一天我们站在神的面前，神都会为我们有没有好好的带领他交给我们的人，有没有好好的装备他们走在正确的道路上而交账。拉比说，所以我要尽力帮助你成功，而且我也会为你的成功高兴欢喜。
And I am driven by the call of God in my life to help guide you to the finish line and to do what the word of the Lord in our ministry that was given to us at House of David and Kirk Landry Ministries is that we would finish and that we would finish well.
那么拉比说，我被神驱动来带领你，一起朝着目标跑到终点线。而神给我们作为克兰卓施工以及大卫之家的话语就是，我们每一个人都会妥善地完成神交付给我们的任务。
And I can tell you, without goals, without plans, without accountability, without consistency, you're not going to finish well. You don't just haphazardly finish well. You have to have a plan.
但是我也得坦白地告诉你们，没有目标，没有计划，没有负责任的态度，或者是持续性，我们不可能能够妥善地完成神的任务，因为你不会随意或者是偶然地就完成你的生命目的和神给你的呼召。要妥善地完成这些，你一定要有计划和目标。
It's that younger generation which I have a tremendous heart for. I wish somebody with my experience would have sat down with me when I was in my late 20s and said, you know what? Here's the things I know. It would have saved me so much trouble.
那比如说，我对年轻的世代是很有负担的。因为如果我自己在年轻的时候有一个前辈能够带领我，把他的生命智慧传递给我，这会使我少走许多的冤枉路，省去许多的麻烦。所以现在我要这样带领你们，使我们的经验智慧成为你们的起步点。那么接着下来，我们就要从我们的成长目标手册开始，请帷幕的读者们在收听语音的时候也拿出自己所填写的成长目标手册。如果你还没有这份手册，可以回到之前的语音档案当中的文案下载并填写这份手册。
Now, I just shared with you my why statement of why I do what I do. Now, so I read that out to myself into the atmosphere. I come in and I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I enter into the courts of heaven and may that all that is written in my booksbe fulfilled as Lord, as I put you into remembrance of your word and we contend together this day with my goals to grow 2024. Would you just say amen?
好，接着下来我就要告诉你我怎么进行和我为什么要这样做。首先，我会在我所处的地方，在我的环境当中，开始用声音说出，天父，我奉耶稣基督的圣名来到天上的法庭。神，当我按照你的指示在你的面前陈明你的话语，求你纪念，使我们可以彼此讨论的时候，我将我写在2024年成长目标手册里面的所有目标和计划都陈明在你的面前，求你让我在天上册子所写关于我的事都被成就。
So then I say, Lord, we are called to walk together in this life together in unity. I value your children, and I value those of House of David, Kirk Landry Ministries, my olive tree, that you have given me stewardship to be able to speak value into their life.
然后我继续宣告说，天父，我们被呼召作为生命的共同体。天父，我看重你的儿女，我看重所有大卫之家的会众、克兰卓事工的伙伴，以及我的橄榄树事工的赞助者。 而主，你给我一个看管的责任，使我向着他们的生命诉说他们的价值。
Father God, in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, I value their goals, I value their dreams and their ambitions. I am committed, Lord, to their success, to bring your anointed wisdom, knowledge, and understanding into their life.
天父，奉耶稣基督的圣名，我重视他们每一个人所定出的目标，他们的梦想，以及他们热切所盼望的。我要委身致力于他们的成功。我要以智慧、知识和聪明恩膏他们的生命。
Lord, help me and anoint me to guide them so that they might finish and finish well.
神啊，请你帮助我、恩膏我，使我可以带领他们，让他们可以完成他们的生命目的、呼召和任务，使他们能够成功的交账。
Lord, how will I do this? I decree and declare. This is, remember, I'm sharing with you. I'm praying my goals to grow.
接着拉比示范他怎么做。他拿起属于自己的成长目标手册，照着上面的内容以及他为自己所定定的目标和计划来宣告。
Lord, I am a channel. Lord, I live to be a channel of joy, wisdom, of the Holy Spirit, through teaching, through media, through congregational services at House of David, uniting families and communities around the world under the banner of Messiah's love.
首先我宣告，主啊，我就是你的管道，我是被你的圣灵所充满，满有喜乐智慧的管道。我透过教导，透过媒体的事工，透过我服侍大卫之家圣会的会众，以及服侍在弥赛亚耶稣基督爱的旌旗下遍布在全世界一起合一的事工伙伴们。
Leading a legacy that echoes through the ages of one new humanity, one new man in Yeshua's name. That's how I do that.
带领数个世代进入合一新人的身份传承当中，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Father God, I pray that the fire of God will come, crushing the lies of the enemy in our souls, that the hammer would come and break up the stony places in our heart.
天父，我祷告你会赐下烈火来，粉碎在我们心里面仇敌的谎言。你会赐下大锤来，击碎我们心中像石头一样坚硬的部分。
That Lord, your word would pierce our heart like a sword, so that we remain tender, loving, and at peace with you, Lord, in Yeshua's name.
神，你的话语会像利剑一样刺入，敞开我们的心，使我的心维持柔软，充满天父你的爱和平安。奉耶稣基督的圣名，拉比说，在我这样祷告宣告完之后，我会进入到成长目标手册里面，向我提出问题的那一部分。
Ask myself, Lord, who am I in Christ? This is how I reply. Father God, may it be recorded in the courts of heaven this day that I am a king and a priest. I'm a leader. I'm a rabbi. Yes, with leadership authority, relationship skills increasing every day.
第一个我问我自己并且要回答的问题就是，在基督里我是谁？拉比说，我的回应是这样子的，天父，愿今天我所宣告的回答被记录在天上的法庭。我是一个君王祭司，我是一个领袖，我是一个拉比。我作为领袖的权柄，与人互动的技巧会与日俱增。
Father God, I decree and declare that tomorrow will be my best day, and that's my goal is to increase because your kingdom is an everlasting increasing kingdom.
天父，我宣告和声明，每过一天，我都会比今天更多的增长。我的目标就是不断的增长，因为你的国度是永存、增加、无所减少的。
Father God, I ask you to use my voice to teach and challenge others, dismantling the barriers of division, fostered in an environment where the love and the unity of God and His anointing flourishes under my guidance with the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵充满的环境中，在我的带领下，使用我的声音来教导和发出挑战，拆毁中间隔断的墙，带下神的爱、合一以及他的恩膏。
Remember, this is mine. You need to answer those questions and write it out, make it plain, and then speak it out over your life. So I'm speaking out over my life.
说到这里，拉比说，要记得哦，这是我为自己的宣告。所以读者们，你们也要回答成长目标手册当中的问题，并且制定自己的目标和计划，像我一样对着他每天为自己的生命宣告。
And Father God, I thank you that sometimes distance will happen when I teach the truth. Not all people are going to follow. Some people will fall off, some will fall in. But Lord, my job is to preach to you, and Lord, and minister as to one, because all the messages are about you in Yeshua's name.
那么拉比继续对着自己宣告说，当我教导的时候，有时候因为距离， 并不是所有的人都能够听得懂，或者是接受我所宣讲的。有的人可以明白，有的人没有办法。但是主，我所传讲的都是关乎你，所以不管我的听众是来自四面八方，或者是有多少人，我的信息是不会改变的。奉耶稣基督的圣名。
The principles, understanding these key principles.
手册上面写着我们定定目标的五大原则。
Father God, I decree and declare that this day I will increase in the revelation of Matthew 6:33 and 34.
所以拉比首先宣告说，主啊，我对于马太福音六章三十三、三十四节经文的了解会与日俱增。
I decree in the mercy courts of heaven that I will but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you.
我要来到天上的法庭宣告，我会先寻求神的国和神的义，那么其他我所需要的都会加给我。
Therefore, I will not, I personalize it, worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things, sufficient for its day and its own trouble.
因此我也要宣告，我不会为明天忧虑，因为一天的忧虑一天担当，明天自有明天的难处。
Father God, I decree and declare over Kurt Landry's life, this day I come out of agreement with all anxiety, worry, doubt, unbelief, fears that will attack, try to attack in my mind, and I cancel them now in Yeshua's name.
拉比说，所以我为我自己的生命来宣告，我弃绝仇敌用焦虑、恐惧、担心、怀疑、不信这些对我心思意念的攻击。
And I cancel them now in Yeshua's name.
我现在就奉耶稣基督的名取消他们。
Now see, this is what I pray. I do this 5 days a week. It's right here on page one. Then I go to the second principle.
拉比说，我一周五天都会做这样的宣告跟祷告。所以在我宣告完第一个原则之后，我就会宣告第二个原则。
5 days a week, if you do this for 30 days, it will become a habit, and you'll start renewing your mind, and you'll start having changes in your life, because as a man thinketh, so he is.
在一周五天，然后你连续30天这样子做的时候，你的心意会更新而变化，然后你的生命会开始改变，因为人心怎么样思量，他为人便如何。
So the second one is remember who gives you power, okay?
那么第二个原则就是要谨记是谁给你获财的能力。
So we go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 through 20.
这是在生命记八章十八到二十节。
And this comes with instruction and a warning. And I speak it out 5 days a week. Listen, I've spoke this one out. These two have been life scriptures for me for over 30 years.
这节经文除了带着指示还有警告。我每一周五天在灵修的时候都会宣告。拉比说，听着《生命记》的这几节经文，在过去的30年当中，已经成为我的准则。
But this is what it says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth.
他是这样说的：你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得获财的力量是他给你的。
Now I want to talk about wealth. Wealth is not just finance. Wealth is finance, health, influence, favor, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, possession.And power to be able to subdue the place where the Lord causes you to abide. That is wealth to me, and that's biblical interpretation.
拉比说，我要解释一下什么是财富。财富是指拥有金钱、健康、影响力、恩惠、智慧、聪明、知识、财产、能力，使你能够去征服神要你所得的地业。拉比说，这是我个人对于财富的解释，而这是合乎圣经的。
That he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers to this day. So what he's doing for me is I am allowing God's covenant to manifest just like it did with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Nehemiah, Esther, Yeshua, the Apostle John, Paul. It all just keeps going on. That's your family. That's my family. I want you to establish your covenant promise with me that I am a witness.Your scripture says, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I alone am God, and there's no other God formed nor known in me. I am that witness.
第八章第十八节继续说，神给你获财的力量是为要坚定他向你列祖启示所立的约，像今日一样。拉比说，提到这里，他对我的意义就是，我要让神与我所建立的盟约彰显出来，如同他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、以赛亚、耶利米、但以理、尼西米、以斯帖、耶稣基督、 使徒约翰、使徒保罗等人所建立的盟约，而这些人就是你我的家人。所以这节经文可以让我知道神会与我建立盟约当中的应许。当我经历这些之后，我可以如以赛亚书43:10，这里耶和华说，你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人，既是这样，便可以知道且信服我，又明白我就是耶和华，而我就是那位见证在他以前没有真神，在他以后也没有的见证人。
But I take this warning. This is a warning. Listen, a lot of, I always tell my friends and some of my staff, I said, some of the things I do that you may think are a little bit out there, this is why I do it. Once I really hear from God, and it's confirmed by the apostolic prophets that are around me, once I get that word, I don't share with them, they'll confirm it because they're plugged in. That's what I hope I'm doing.
蜡笔说，在我事工当中的工作人员可能常常一开始不太知道我行进的方向，那是因为我在领受神的话语和启示后，除了成交在我周围的使徒先知让他们来确认，我不会与其他的人分享。但是慢慢的，我的同工能够领略我的方向，这是我释放先知性启示的程序。
Just did 7 wisdom prophetic words. They'll bring confirmation to you right at the right time.
而我最近才在 YouTube，也就是油管这个频道，释出一篇信息，其中包含了7关于智慧的先知性话语。我相信在对的时间，这些智慧的先知性话语会为你在你所在的处境当中带来确认。
Now here's the key. Here's the warning. Then it shall be, if by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods, such as man's opinion, fear, doubt, unbelief, whatever, rejection, because somebody doesn't like what you say. That's why it's good to keep your mouth shut, keep your plans to yourself.
警告的关键就在于19，他说，你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神侍奉敬拜。什么叫做侍奉敬拜别神呢？比如说你害怕别人不接受你所说的，你害怕别人的意见，然后你有不信和怀疑。蜡笔说，这是为什么我建议你，当你领受到什么的时候，你先把嘴巴闭起来，存在自己心里就好。那么19的经文他继续说，如果你忘记耶和华神，随从敬拜侍奉别神，你们必定灭亡，这是我今日所警戒你的。
So you know, when the Lord trusts you with responsibility and wealth and different things, a lot of times people want to back up and say, well, I've arrived, I want to protect it. You better not go into that mindset, because your tithes and offering better be growing with the income of what he's bringing into your life, that first fruits. And don't just stay in like the, you know, the 1980s giving. And that's one of the reasons I see people's finances go up and it goes down, because when it gets bigger, they don't increase their tithe according to what God has given you.
蜡笔说，当神信任你，委托给你责任和财富或者是其他的事情，也就是你达到你所想要的地步，很多时候人们会在这个时候退缩。蜡笔说，我劝你们不要有这个想法，因为如果神祝福你，使你的财富加增，那么你出熟的果子，你所摆上当纳的11%，以及你的奉献，最好随之增加。不要说你的收入增加了，但是你的当纳的11%和奉献还留在过去10年前的数目。这是为什么我常常看见人们的财富增加了又走下坡，这是因为你没有按照神对你的祝福摆上当纳的11%和奉献。
The Lord is saying, if you try to micromanage this, you're going to become like Shebna. I removed Shebna, yeah, I removed him in order to release the key of David. That was a treasurer in Isaiah who wouldn't listen to the Lord's God. And that's why when the Lord is doing governmental changes, like he's doing right now in the spirit, what he's doing is he's removing the disobedient and he's putting the obedient who are kingdom-minded, kingdom first, in place.
蜡笔说，如果你试图操控你本该给出的当纳的11%和奉献，那么你的结局就会像以赛亚书22:15这里所说，那个掌银库的加宰舍伯纳，神因为舍伯纳没有听从他，被将他赶逐离开官职，从原位被撤下，好赐给取代他的以利亚敬大卫的钥匙。所以就像此刻神正在灵里面调整这些统领的权柄，他要以顺服他有国度概念，并且把神的国度放在首位的人，来取代那些不顺服并且败坏的人。
But he goes on to say, you will surely perish as the nations which the Lord destroyed before you. You shall perish because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord.
所以申命记八章二十节这里说，耶和华在你们面前怎样使列国的民灭亡，你们也必照样灭亡，因为你们不听从耶和华你们神的话。
You have to make that commitment to be obedient to the Lord.
拉比提醒我们，我们一定要承诺我们会听从神的话。
And I'll say this, delayed giving is disobedience.
所以我得告诉你们，你延迟你的奉献就是不顺服。
And so when the Lord puts it on your heart to give, you have to give. And so I would keep that.
所以当神告诉我要给予，并且告诉我数字的时候，我一定会尽快照办。
Remember, I pray this out 5 days a week. And then I go to the third principle, allowing him to establish his covenant in me.
要记得我每周五天如此宣告哦。现在我们进入第三个原则，就是与神建立盟约。
Say, Lord, your word says in Ephesians 4:13, as a description,of the covenant, it says, we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. He has created unity as one new man.
此时我会跟神说，神，你在以弗所书四章十三节是这样说的，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，使我们成为合一的新人。
Isn't that powerful? You are connected to a one new man move of God. The Lord's not coming back.Until it's established. That's what it says here. One new man.
读到这节经文的时候，拉比对听众说，你看，要为自己正连结于合一新人的运动而感到大有能力，因为直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，也就是外邦的信徒与犹太人合而为一，主耶稣基督才会再来。
The value of what you're doing.A part of this teaching, you are on the cutting edge of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. This is the last revelation. That's why the prophetic word I spoke out to the apostolic council was prepare for a reformation move in the body of Christ of one new man.
你现在正在接受合一新人真理的教导，因为合一新人的智慧、知识和智慧是最后一个启示。蜡笔说，这也是为什么我对于使徒团队我说先知性的话语就是。要准备好迎接在基督肢体当中的改革，就是我们都要成为合一的新人。
The reason I said that is because of this scripture. It says, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, he has created unity as one new man. Ephesians 4:13.
我之所以能够这样说，就是立基于以弗所书四章十三节这节经文，就是只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，成为合一的新人，认识神的儿子，长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
You can't avoid the unity. No wonder there's anti-Semitism. No wonder there's pro-Palestinian Hamas demonic trying to create disunity, separating the United States from its Genesis 12:3 blessing, dividing the church over the issue of Arab and Jew, dividing the church over the Hamas and the righteousness of what God is doing.
合一新人，也就是外邦信徒与犹太人合而为一，是必须要发生的。所以为什么会有反神主义？为什么会有所谓的亲巴勒斯坦、哈马斯恐怖主义，以此使你的国家不能得到创世纪十二章第三节所应许的祝福？那么这些不光是发生在国与国、民与民，也发生在教会当中。有些教会当中也反对以色列，以支持巴勒斯坦来姑息哈马斯这个强暴的灵，制造犹太人与阿拉伯人之间的分裂。
Wonder, because he knows is that Satan knows the longer he can delay this, the more time he has. But I guess what? The time is in the Lord's hands. That's why we're preaching this. That's why Kurt Landry Ministries is prospering. That's why you are prospering. We are being blessed to carry this message.
而撒旦知道他的时日不多了。他知道他越在国与国、民与民在教会当中制造分裂，他就有更多的时间去兴风作浪。拉比说，但是你要知道，时间、时机是掌握在神的手中，这是为什么我们要去为此布道，那是为什么克兰卓事工是昌盛的，还有认同克兰卓事工以及合一新人真理的你是昌盛的。我们因着认同和传扬这样的真理而蒙福。
Fourth scripture that I pray in my goals to grow on page 8 is I say, Lord, I choose to walk in the Spirit.
继续来到成长目标手册当中第四个原则，拉比说，我是这样子为自己祷告的，就是主啊，我选择靠圣灵来行事。这是在加拉太书5章22到23节。
So it says here, it says the fruit of the Spirit is evidence of the covenant. When you walk in the Spirit, the enemy cannot bring accusation against you and cause it to stick.
结出圣灵的果子就是盟约的证据，因为行出圣灵的九个果子是没有律法禁止的。
The accusations will come, but your fruit of your testimony overcomes the accusations.
虽然仇敌想要控告你，但是你结出圣灵果子的见证会击败仇敌对你的控诉。
Don't defend yourself, please.Quit trying to defend. Listen, if I, with all the accusations that come against our ministry and me, if I confronted all of them, that would be a full-time job.
老比说我要请你不要为自己辩护，也不要自己伸冤，就像克兰卓事工和我。如果我要花时间去为我的事工和我自己辩护，那么我就会变成一个全职辩护人了。
All I would do would be, dealing with accusations. You know, as Winston Churchill said in his biography, don't stop and throw rocks at every barking dog. You'll never accomplish your goal.So, you know, just let them bark, keep moving forward, be like that Clydesdale, put on the blinders and keep walking forward in Yeshua's name.
就像丘吉尔所说的，不要拿石头去丢每一只对你猛叫狂吠的狗。所以你不要管这些在你旁边狂吠的狗，你就是安心一致的朝着目标前进就好了。奉耶稣基督的圣名。
So I pray this, Father God, in Galatians 5:22 and 23, I choose, Holy Spirit, come, abide in me this morning, I say that, with fresh fire.
所以我是这样祷告的，天父因着加拉太书5:22-23，我选择邀请圣灵来，今天早上以新鲜的灵火充满我的心。
For the fruit of the Spirit is I choose to walk in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law, so that the accuser of the brethren cannot come into the courts and make accusation, because I'm not walking in envy, jealousy, and strife.
我选择行出圣灵在我里面所结出的和平、忍耐、仁爱、恩慈、信实、良善、温柔、忍耐节制的果子，这些是没有法律可以禁止的，所以昼夜控告弟兄的撒旦不能在天上的法庭控告我，因为我并没有嫉妒、尊敬。
So if you want to shut his mouth, walk in the fruit of the Spirit.
拉比说，看到没，如果你要仇敌闭口，不准他控告你，那么你就结出圣灵的果子。
Then I go to the fifth principle and I say, Lord, though you are able to have power of God, and you are more than a conqueror.
接着我进入第五个原则，就是耶稣在我里面使我得胜有余。拉比拿起他手上写着第五原则的这一页，他说，你们看，我直接说奉耶稣基督的名 Amen。
But I actually write, I say, yes, in Yeshua's name, I need more power. I don't need the power of yesterday. I need the power for today's battle. And Lord, for today's battle, your word says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
拉比说，我对神说，今天我需要这样子的能力。我不需要昨天的力量，我需要今天用以迎战的能力。而我会宣告，主啊，为着今天我所面临的征战，我要宣告腓立比书4:13。靠着耶稣所加给我的力量，我凡事都能做。
I'm not afraid of new challenges. Lord, I know there's a new challenge coming this day. But Lord, I seek first the kingdom of God and decree that, Lord, I can do all things. Lord, I come to you in Yeshua's name and I decree that, Lord, in the increase of finances that I'm going to need to answer this call, that it's you, Lord, that's called me to do it.
继续，我会宣告说，主，我并不怕新的挑战。主，我知道今天我会有新的挑战，但是主，我先来寻求你的国和你的义，所以我宣告，主，我凡事都能做。主，我来到你的面前，奉耶稣基督的圣名宣告，主，你会增加我的财富，使我能够去回应你呼召我要做的事。
And where the Lord leads, he feeds. Where the Lord leads, he provides. Lord, you, I decree and declare all the financial needs I need for my family and ministry, Lord, in Yeshua's name, you're going to establish your covenant. You're not a man that you should lie.
主，你如何的带领我，你就会如何的供应我。主，我宣告和声明，所有为着我的事工，为着我的服事，为着我的家庭所需要的财务和供应，你都会因着你与我所建立的盟约供应我。因为你是神，你必不至于说谎。奉耶稣基督的圣名，我如此宣告。
Lord, I bring tithes, I bring offerings, I invest in Terumah. Lord, I invest in first fruits, I invest in all these things. I study the book, and I actually wrote the book on biblical finance. And Lord, I am in right standing with you financially. There's nothing from the accuser blocking me financially from being able to receive exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think. In fact, Lord, I decree and declare as I contend in the courts of heaven, I have more seed in the ground than I have received. And Lord, you have reserved reserves for tough times to come. And Lord, I call on that increase to come out in Yeshua's name.
主啊，我有遵照你圣经的财务原则，摆上当纳的十一、奉献、出手果子、Teruma。还有慈惠捐，主啊，我不但熟悉你圣经的财务原则，我还写下这本书，教导圣经的财务原则。就在财务上，我完全遵照你的指示，所以仇敌没有办法见缝插针的来在财务上控告我，也没有办法以此来拦阻我去领受你在财务上给我超过所求所想的祝福和供应。而事实上，我来到天上的法庭宣告我会前所未有的在地上领受我所要撒的种有种，而且我宣告在前面艰难的日子来临的时候，我们是有存粮的。神，我现在就奉耶稣基督的圣名呼求这个增加现在就要临到我。
Lord, I pray out your word in Romans 8, 37 and 39.
神，我宣告罗马书八章37到39节，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
So I decree that by the blood of Jesus, I will walk in the fruit of the Spirit. I will seek first the kingdom of God.
所以奉耶稣基督的圣名，我会靠圣灵行事，结出圣灵的九个果子，并且我会先寻求神的国和神的义。
I will allow you to establish your covenant and pour out wealth, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in my life.
我会与神建立盟约，使你倾倒智慧、知识和聪明、财富在我的生命中。
And I thank you that I am truly more than a conqueror. I will risk and get out of the boat because you paid the price for me to be a victor and not a victim. I am not a victim. I am into entitlement. Nobody owes me anything. Everything paid for by Christ Jesus in Yeshua's name.
主，我谢谢你，我已经得胜有余了，所以我不会执着不前，我会勇敢地踏出我的船。因为神，你已经为我成为一个得胜者，而不是受害者，付出代价了。我不是一个受害者，我也不觉得我握有特权，没有人欠我，所有我所需要的，耶稣都已经为我付清代价了。奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Lord, in this year, you must cut off the lies and the lack, or losing.
而主啊，在这一年，你会砍断所有的谎言和缺乏或失去。
Lord, I cut off every lie in my mind against myself, every lack in my mind against myself, and any thought of losing in my mind. I come out of agreement with it now, and I cut it off in Yeshua's name.
神，我要砍断在我的脑子里面任何对于缺乏、对于失去还有谎言的想法。此刻奉耶稣基督的圣名，我弃绝一切的谎言、一切失去和缺乏的想法。
The war has already been won in my life. I will operate as the victor, not a victim, with a faith mindset. And Lord, I receive my God-given inheritance, for I am a king and a priest, and I am a king's kid, and this is my identity. Amen. That's my identity for this day. For the Lord's mercies are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness.
主啊，我生命中的征战已经得胜了。我会以信心的思维活出得胜者的姿态。我是神的君王祭司，我领受神给我的产业，而今天我的身份就是神的儿女，而且神的慈爱每早晨都是新的，他的信实极其广大。
You gotta decree that every day. I do it 5 days a week.
拉比说，我每周有五天，每一天都这样子宣告，你也要这样宣告。那么接着我们来到对齐并且重置我们的思维。
And I say, Father God, I understand these principles. I decree it. I declare it. Let it be in my identity in Yeshua's name.
我宣告，天父，我了解这些原则。我宣告，声明这些原则，使这些原则成为我的身份。奉耶稣基督的圣名 ，Amen。接着我们来到个人的目标。拉比说，我要继续的示范我如何宣告我所写下的目标。
Go ahead and say, I can do this. You can do this.Listen, you can do this. This is, you know, this is something you can do. This is how you change behavior and mindsets. And that's what you have to do.
蜡笔说，我所做的事情每一个人都做得到，而且我们靠着这样子做来改变我们的思想以及行为模式。
So many times I think Christians leave out the changing of the mind and the soul, but that's why the Lord says in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, and bless his holy name. Amen.
很多时候基督徒没有注意改变自己的心思意志，但是我们可以看到诗篇103篇大卫所写的诗里面提到，我的心啊，你要称颂神。这里的心指的就是我们的魂，也就是我们的情绪、情感、意志和想法。
Now we're going to go to this. It says, what do I need to shift my mind away from so that I am seeking first the kingdom of God?
接着我们再进入重新与对齐你的心思意念中，看到第一个问题，你的想法要有什么改变，使你能够先寻求神的国。
So what I put on here was, don't look at what anybody else is doing.
蜡笔说，我自己写下来的是，不要去看别人正在做什么。
Okay, it's called mind your own business. Because what happens when the Lord, see, we're in a pioneering season. So what we're doing, other people aren't doing. And when you have fear of man, you want everyone to agree with you. I don't have fear of man. And most of the time, most people don't agree with me because I'm pioneering it. And to be honest with you, in my life, they usually agree with me 5 to 10 years after we do it.
简单的说，就是要管好自己的事，特别是克兰卓事工所进行的事情都是先锋性的，而我们正处在这个先锋性的季节中，所以我们所做的事情别人可能都还没有赶上。但是如果你对人有畏惧，凡是你所做的事情你都想要别人能够认同你。蜡笔说，就我而言，我不畏惧人，而且很多时候大部分的人对我所做的事情都不认同，因为我是先锋。
And to be honest with you, in my life, they usually agree with me 5 to 10 years after we do it. I remember when I started live streaming, I think 15, 16 years ago, man, oh, you're crazy. How can you live stream out in the middle of a pasture in Oklahoma? Well, anyway, all these years later, and now look at the translation with, you can go to Kurt Landry Espanol and see our Friday night service now in perfect Spanish. Why?
蜡笔说，我不但是一个先锋，而且我通常会领先5到10年，就如在15、16年前我们的事工开始做直播的时候，别人会说，哎呀，你疯了，谁会去听一个从奥克拉荷马州的牧师直播的节目呢？但是你看看我们现在直播的规模，同时现在我们还有西班牙文的频道，把我们的信息翻译成西班牙文给西班牙文的族群收看收听。
Because we're using AI for good. And when I, 3 years ago, when I started dipping into the AI, figuring out how to use it for God's kingdom, everyone says, oh, that's the devil, don't do that. If I had listened to them, guess what? Kurt Landry Espanol wouldn't be up preaching the gospel already all over South America, Central America. It's going out into Europe, Portugal, Spain. People are loving it.
为什么我们会有西班牙文的频道呢？因为在3年前我们投入研究用 AI 人工智慧来翻译我们的直播信息。而当我们为了扩展神的国度来研究 AI 的时候，很多人说 AI 人工智慧是很邪恶的，碰不得。那么拉比就说，如果我听了他们的，今天就不会有克兰卓事工的西班牙语频道。而借着这个西班牙语的频道，我们已经将福音传到南美洲、中美洲，甚至进入欧洲这些说西班牙文、葡萄牙文的地区，你的信息受到这些族群的欢迎。
What happens is a lot of times you have to understand when God asks you to do something, you don't need a lot of opinion other than God saying, yes, let's do this.
所以这告诉做先锋的人一件事，当神要你去做的时候，你不需要别人的认同，不需要超越神吩咐的意见，你只要顺服神，并且去做就对了。
So my scripture for this is, how do I seek first the kingdom? 1 Thessalonians 4:11-14.
所以我如何先寻求神的国跟神的义呢？我的经文在帖撒罗尼迦前书4:11-14.
And make it your ambition to lead a quiet life.
首先他说，又要立志做安静的人。
See, if you start trying to debate with other people, your life doesn't get quiet, it gets quarrelsome. Don't do that.
这就是说，当你开始要做一件事情，但是你又要和不同意见的人辩论，那么你的生命就没有安静，而总是充满了口角争辩。所以你要立志做安静的人，不要理会这些意见不同的人。
You should mind your own business and look with, work with your hands so that you will not be dependent on anyone but God. Amen.
你要办自己的事，亲手做工，所以你不会依靠人，而是单单的依靠神。 Amen 吗？
When you answer the call of God to do what God asks you to do, God will financially provide. God will speak to people like all of you and say, some of you like right now, the Lord's saying, you know what? I need to go ahead and donate $100 right now. I need to give $50 right now, whatever it is. Listen, I'm not asking for an offering, but I trust that the Holy Spirit's going to speak to you that you get the right seed in the ground with the right words.
当你回应神的呼召去做神吩咐你去进行的事，神会在财务上供应你。比如神会对着现在正在关注这个事工或者是收听这个语音的你们说，现在你要向这个事工这个项目进行撒种，甚至神会把数目清楚地告诉你。拉比说，我这样子告诉你并不是在向你们要奉献，而是我相信圣灵会对你说话。当你听到对的信息，你会把正确的种子撒到地里。
I will tell you this, if you're decreeing words and not sowing seed, you're not going to have the same rate of return. Get in the habit of speaking and sowing at the same time, then the double doors will open.
我要告诉你，如果你宣告和声明，但是却没有撒种，你不会得到等比例的回报的。你要养成一个习惯，就是当你宣告和声明的时候，要兼具撒种的动作，那么你会经历到双道的门为你敞开。
So Lord, I'm praying and decreeing that my goal is to grow. This is one of my goals in Luke 8:15. They remain consistent in faith because in consistency lies the power. They bring forth fruit with patience.
所以现在我要来为我的成长目标祷告。我其中一个目标是在路加福音8:15。那落在好土里的就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
That's why I'm doing this 5 days a week, and I'm encouraging you to do it 5 days a week, okay?
拉比说，这也是为什么我一周有5天要用成长目标手册来宣告、祷告和声明，所以我也鼓励你这样做。
What are 3 things that I can do to sow into the life of others this year? How can I give?
其中有一个问题，就是列出今年我能够在别人生命中撒种的3件事情，并且知道如何执行。
This is what I said. This is my prayer. Father God, in Yeshua's name, my goal in 2024 is to serve as a vessel of God's love, teaching, edifying, and through the gifts of prophecy, a path to unity and peace, nurturing a legacy of compassion and reconciliation among all God's children. It's time for one new man, reformation, one new humanity. In Yeshua's name.
拉比宣告说，奉耶稣基督的圣名，2024年我的目标就是以神的爱来建造和培植，并且以我先知性的恩赐创建一条在和平里合一的路径，使所有神的儿女能有恩慈怜悯和好的传承。这是我们要进行改革使合一新人发生的时刻，也就是使犹太人与外邦的信徒合一的时候。奉耶稣基督的圣名， Amen.
That's my goal. You're a part of it.
拉比说，这就是我的目标，而且你是其中的一份子。
And if you agree with what I just said, go ahead and say Amen, because that's what I'm praying out for you.
如果你也认同，请你说 Amen, 因为我正在这样子为你祷告。
Passion is to empower you to be able to be part of the kingdom.
拉比说，我的热情就是赋予你能力，使你成为神国度当中的一份子。
We have to empower the remnant to get results, know how to do spiritual warfare and take the 7 mountains of influence, if you would say amen.
要知道我们必须赋予神的渔民战士能力，使他们知道如何打属灵征战，以至于他们能够上到7个山头上得地为业，发挥影响力。如果你同意，我们就一起说 amen。
Then it says, what are 3 things I can do with my family this year? And so what I've said is, Father God, we're going to have Sabbath meals more often, we're going to read scriptures to our children and grandbabies, and we're going to pray more as a family.
那么接着还有一个问题是，列出今年你可以为你全家人以聚焦于先寻求神的国的3件事，并且更巩固你们的家庭关系。拉比说，对于这个问题，我的祷告是，天父，在我的家中，我们要更常常有安息日的聚餐，我们要为我们的孙子们读圣经，我们要更以家庭为单位一起祷告。拉比说，就像昨天我的女儿女婿他们有事，所以把3个孙子托给我们，那么我和我的妻子克里斯蒂就真的照着上面我们所写的来为我们的孙子这样做。虽然昨天并不是安息日，但是我们一起唱安息日的歌，我们引用了经文，并且以经文来为他们祝福和祷告，甚至用经文为我们的食物来感恩，并且为神所赐给我们一切的丰盛来感恩。
They see this, but I just want to do it more, and maybe you should do these things more.
所以我们所写下的目标，我们就做出来，并且让我们的孩子、孙子们能够看见。拉比说，我希望我们能够更多有这样的活动，而你们也要如此。
So what are three things to avoid? I said less television and less social media.
那么接下来还有一个问题是列举在今年要避免的三个会使你偏离神的国的处境和活动。拉比说我写的是少看电视，少看社交的媒体。
So since the first of the year, I've cut down on that.
那么在年初我已经开始进行了。
And what are some of the priorities? My priorities is this year is to take...the communication and the media that we need to do. I sense an urgency that we're in a propaganda war against evil. And Lord, we need to take all that we have and resources to speak the good news of the gospel and bring the one new man message, covenant restoration to the nations.
接下来的问题是列出今年最重要、最值得你牺牲其他的事情优先来完成的事情。那比如说今年我最重要的事情就是媒体以及对外的联络。拉比说我感到一个急迫性因为我们正处在媒体的征战中我们要使用传播的能力来抵挡邪恶而主啊我们要用我们所有的资源对外诉说和传播好消息把合一新人的信息以及盟约的恢复与建立带到列国
That's why you see us at Kirk Landry Espanol
这是为什么你看到今年初我们已经有了西班牙文的频道
What a powerful tool this is. You know, when the Lord started leading me into AI 3 years ago, I didn't tell anybody because when I first mentioned it, there was so much, oh, that's Antichrist, it's this and that. So I just went to the mightiest counselor I know in the courts of heaven, which is God. and I said, God, listen, you created me a businessman. All I know is the cat's already out of the bag with this thing. And if I don't understand how it works, then I don't know how to work with it or fight it. And so I need to know. So I started getting involved in it at a high level.
从这个频道当中你真的能够体会到 AI 对于翻译真是一个大有能力的工具那比如说在三年前神开始带领我走进 AI 人工智慧这个领域的时候我没有告诉任何人因为一开始我提到的时候很多人的反应都是这个 AI 人工智慧是敌基督的所以我只好到天上法庭找那位最伟大的顾问也就是我们的神我对神说神啊你创造我使我活跃在职场那么现在我面对这个 AI 人工智慧如果我不了解它我就不知道怎么样使用它甚至如果它有问题我也不知道怎么与它征战我实在必须要了解这个工具所以我开始涉略这个领域而且不但涉略是进入深度的研发
And I realized, okay, this is all about what you funnel into itFunnel good in, it'd be good. Funnel bad, then you got to put up firewalls to protect what's good. I get this. And this is the word of the Lord. The Lord spoke to me. If you're a pastor, you need to listen to this.
那么在这个过程当中我发现一件事情 AI 人工智慧就是如果输入的是好的输出的就是好的如果输入的是不好的那么你要设立一个火墙去保护它已经输出是好的东西所以拉比说我也要对这些牧者们这样说
But the Lord said, AI is a rock.It's either a rock to kill your brother Abel, or it's a rock in David's sling to kill Goliath. And the Lord said, I've called you to kill the Goliath.
主对我们说 AI 人工智慧就像一颗石头它可以被握在该隐的手中打死他的兄弟亚伯但是它也可以被握在大卫的手中击杀哥利亚主说我呼召你来击杀哥利亚
And the Goliath is the lying spirit. The lying spirit is trying to lie, steal this nation, steal God's seed, God's kingdom, and the only way to battle a lie is with the truth.
要知道哥利亚的灵就是谎言的灵他用谎言的灵来偷窃列国偷窃神的儿女还有神的国度而唯一与谎言征战的方式就是真理
And then when I saw this statistic that over 1 billion people in the world have never heard the gospel and then you got Elon Musk releasing these satellites to where people are going to be able to withoutthe internet be able to communicate around the world, I thought, you know what, it might be a good idea if I get on that satellite and start communicating to them in their own language.
拉比说当我看到一个分析的报告说这世界上还有十亿的人口没有听过福音而正当伊隆马斯克他的星链卫星可以把触角伸到没有网络的地方使人们可以利用他的星链卫星来沟通的时候我想如果我能够与这个星链卫星搭上线然后用这些所要传播到的地方的人他们的语言 来传播神国度的福音，传扬合一新人的真理，这岂不是太好了吗？
And the Lord said, get the rock and throw it now.
当我想到这里，神就告诉我立刻拿起石头在甩石机上甩出去。
So that's my goal, Father God, is to get partners like you who are willing to sow a seed and be able to help us to be able to throw that rock of the truth in Yeshua's name.
所以我为着这个目标的宣告就是，天父，谢谢你让我拥有这一群像你们一样正在收听这个信息的伙伴们，愿意为着我们施工的项目撒种，帮助我们丢出这个真理的石头，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
The next step is to get intentional.
在下一个步骤就是要刻意而为。
Father God, I am getting intentional to seek first the kingdom of God. Lord, this is what I set in mind. I choose the hard things to do first, knowing that nothing of value, okay, comes easy.
拉比说，我的祷告是，父啊，我要刻意的先寻求神的国。主啊，我心里是这样决定的，我会选择先做难的事，因为我知道所有有价值的事情都必须付上代价。
Choose to do the hard things first.
所以我选择先去进行困难的事。
Okay, and you have to do that. So you need to work on your marriage. You know why? Because divorce is hard. God hates divorce. Any of you that's been divorced, you know how hard it is on your finances, your emotions, your kids. That's why God hates it. So you work on your marriage because divorce is harder.
所以你要好好经营你的婚姻，因为离婚这件事情远比你好好的经营你的婚姻还要困难，因为离婚的人要面临财务的问题，面临孩子抚养的问题，这些事情都很困难，而且神不喜欢人离婚，所以你得好好经营你的婚姻。
You know why you work on your finances? Because having finances, you have to work hard to get financially debt free. But guess what? Debt is harder. Poverty is harder. Lack is harder.So you need to choose not to be afraid of the hard things and work on the hard things.
那么再提到努力工作好了，你得努力的工作，使你快一点在财务上没有负债。虽然努力工作让你很辛苦，但是不靠此使你减轻债务，负债和贫穷会使你的生活更加的艰难。所以你得选择不要害怕那些辛苦艰难的事，反而要迎上它。
And identity goals that I would accomplish what I focus on.
再来是为身份的定位所定的目标，关于这一点我会完成我所聚焦的事。
I understand that if I focus on my assignment like I just prayed this with you, as I'm praying this, what happens is my mind is focused on speaking this out, and as I focus on this, then what happens, it changes my identity. It's a byproduct.
拉比说，我知道如果我专注在我的任务上，比如刚刚我和你们一起祷告，当我在祷告的时候，我的脑子会专注于所要祷告还有宣告的事情。当我专注于此的时候，它会改变我的身份。所以你可以说，确定我的身份是当我专注的做一件事情的时候的副产品。接下来我们就进入 ACT， 应用、改变和转化。
Oh, I speak this out. Father God, I will apply specific measures and goals this day. IfGoals is more dedicated, is dedicated by prayers and devotion. Be specific. Spend the first 20 minutes every morning with the Lord.
天父，今天我会有清楚的目标和措施。那么你可以将你的目标在祷告和灵修当中更具体化。也就是每天早上你先花20分钟在灵修当中与主相遇。
Lord, I have just done this. I am following the word of the prophet and I shall prosper.
那么你可以说，主啊，我会这样做的，我会遵照先知的指示，因此我必亨通。
Lord, foresee change that my thoughts, Lord, change thoughts that are roadblocks in my mind. As mentioned in Principle 5, at the beginning of the workbook, you must cancel the lack, the victim mindset. You are a king's kid.
天父，谢谢你让我可以进行到 C 的步骤，也就是改变。主啊，求你让我改变在我里面拦阻我的想法。就像之前我们提到第五个原则，我们必须取消我们里面那个受害者的心态，因为我们是天父，是大君王的儿女。
Including hindrances to your goals and how you overcome them, i.e. I am always running late in the morning. I need to get up earlier, which means I need to go to bed 15 minutes earlier. Therefore, the change must be less TV, less social media.
那么这些改变也包括改变拦阻你执行目标的生活习惯。以及你如何克服他们，比如你早上总是迟到， 所以你得早些起床，那么这代表着你前天晚上得早一点上床睡觉，所以你要减少在睡前滑手机的时间。
You have to make the choice. Where you sow your seed financially will produce a harvest. Where you sow your time, it will produce a harvest. Who you have relationship with will produce a harvest. You are in control. You have a choice. Go ahead and say it right now. I am not a victim.
蜡笔说你得做出决定，因为你在财务上撒种，你就会有收成。同样的，你花时间在哪部分，它也会带来收成。你跟谁建立关系，你与谁连结，也会带来收成。要知道这一切都是你在掌控，你是有决定权的。蜡笔说我们一起来宣告说，我们不是受害者。
Go ahead right now. This is so important. I am not a victim.
这个宣告很重要，我们一起宣告说，我不是受害者。
Now the next thing you need to talk, type in as we close, say I am a victor.
接下来我们更要宣告，我们是得胜者。
And the next thing you need to do is envision the transformation, including the fruit goals. See yourself walking in love, joy, peace, temperance, long-suffering, self-control.
接下来你要做的事情就是在意象当中看见自己的转化，包括结出圣灵的果子，看见自己行在和平、喜乐、仁爱、恩慈、信实、良善、温柔、忍耐、节制当中。
And why do I want these things? I want to hear the voice of the Lord more clearly in my day-to-day life. This is transformation.
比如在日常生活中，你想要更清楚地听到神的声音，这是你的转化，或是你遵行你应用的成果，你的执行和致力于改变得到的。
So the application and the execution of this is dedicated to change. And then the note I wrote to myself here is how can I identify and actively work to remove barriers within my community to mirror the unity of Messiah.
那么为什么我要这些呢？因为在每一天的生活中，我都想要更清楚地听见神的声音。我如何做到呢？就是致力于改变。蜡笔说，就这部分我自己所写下来的事，我如何展开一个行动，能够除去我社区当中的藩篱，以至于能够反映出在基督弥赛亚里面的合一。
And so I speak out Galatians 3:28.
我引用的经文是加拉太书3:28。
Okay, and I decree it out.In Yeshua's name.
然后我奉耶稣基督的圣名大声地宣告这节经文。
Financial goals, I decree out all my financial needs and I put a date on it, date to be completed by. I'm not going to give you my financial number, but I put that out. I speak it out. I speak out what I need for the ministry. I speak out what I need personally. I speak out what my children need. I speak out over certain families that are on that, my list, and I speak that out and I call it, I prophesy that financial number out over them.
那比如说在我的财务目标当中，我写下我的财务需要，并且注明完成的日期。蜡笔说在这里我不会告诉你们我所列下的财务数字，但是对我自己而言，我清楚地写下来，并且我会宣告它。在我每天的宣告当中，我会宣告出这个事工要完成神的托付所需要的财务金额，我自己所需要的，我的家庭所需要的，我的子女所需要的。同时我也为我列在我的清单当中某一些家庭，我为他们宣告他们所需要财务数字的金额，我宣告出来，并且我为这些我所写下的金额发预言。
Specific, the number, financial goals, number three, I speak it out.
我会特别为这些金额数字宣告，这是在财务的目标。
Three, I speak it out. Joy goals, I speak out and I won't speak these out with you. What?Do I need to do to bring more joy into my life? Because the joy of the Lord is my strength.
接下来是喜乐的目标，我把它列下来，只是我不在这里和你们宣告，但我清楚地列出来，我要做些什么事情，为我的生命带来更多的喜乐，因为靠主而得的喜乐是我的力量。
I speak that out. I will do this and that. And for me, it's a time thing. So I say, okay, I'm going to spend time doing this. So I have to, with my schedule, I have to carve out the time. If I don't speak it out and carve it out, it's not going to happen because I'm already busier than the time that I have when I'm my waking hours. So I have to carve it out on purpose and I have to speak it out.
所以为了得到这样子的喜乐，我要做这些事情，做那些事情。我必须把它列出来，并且宣告它，然后刻意地找出时间来做这些事情，因为我非常的忙碌。如果我不宣告，我不刻意的这样做，我就不会找出时间去做这些事。
And other goals here, there's personal goals that I have that I want, and I have those out, and I speak those out every morning. Just speak them out.
那么接着还有其他的目标， 我有些个人的目标，同样我要把它写出来，而且每一天早上我都要把它们宣告出来。
So anyway, that's how I do it. And I'm going to give you 3 wisdom keys. I've got 12. Maybe I'll share more later.
那么这就是大致上我使用我的成长目标手册一周五天宣告的方式。那比如说接着我要告诉你们所列出来12个智慧的关键其中的3个，那么其余的以后我再跟你们分享。
First nugget, wisdom nugget is when you're winning. Number one, when you're winning, keep your mouth shut.
我给你第一个智慧的关键就是当你正在迈向成功的时候，你不要张扬，要把口封闭紧。
Number two, don't expect to get what you give. Expect that you sow your words, your kindness, and your finances into heaven, but don't expect other people to sow back into you at the level you're sowing into.
第二点，不要期待你给出去什么就要有回报。你要想，当你将你话语的种子、你财务的种子、你的良善撒到天上，但是不要期待别人要回报给你相对的程度。
You're a leader, and you're a pioneer, and you're on the cutting edge. You're going to give more love, more time, and more finance than they are. That's why you're a leader. But don't have an expectation like there's some kind of balanced scales here. Well, if I'm nice to them, they should be nice to me. No, you sow your kindness and your health and your gifts and your prosperity unto the Lord. Do the work of your hands as unto the Lord, and let Him reward you. Be mentally satisfied with that. And what other people decide to do, that's great, and be satisfied with that.
因为特别是在这个划时代的时刻，你作为一个领袖或者是一个先锋者，你注定要比一般的人付出更多的时间，付出更多的财务。这是为什么你作为一个领袖。但当你这样做的时候，你不要觉得被你服侍的人，被你带领的人，又好像天平的两端要给你相同的回报才能够平衡。比如你对他好，他也要对你好。拉比说不，你给予你的良善，付诸你的健康，以及你的恩赐，还有丰盛，就像是对神做的，让神来报答你。你的想法要调整成这样子，就是你所付出的一切都是献给神，神会奖赏你。那么至于其他的人会怎么样回应你的付出，都不是你要考量的。
The last one I want to say with you, don't tell people your plans. If you tell people your plans, they'll speak words that will sabotage you, and then you have to undo all of that in your head because it's hard to unhear negative things.
第三个关键的智慧就是不要告诉别人你的计划。如果你告诉别人你的计划，他们会用言语来攻击你，那结果就是你听到这些负面的攻击，你还得花很多力气去处理这些负面的话语对你头脑里面的影响。
You've made it to the end of this prayer session. I want to give you an opportunity to sow.
好，现在我们来到撒种的时间。
Sow into our Israel project that's there and you can help us.
你可以撒种在我们以色列的事工上面。
And I want you to do this. I want you to do a try me or test me in this. If I will not open up the windows of heaven. What I want you to do is write down a needThat a basic step, I need this door to open. I need this door to shut. I need this much finance to come in because I have a debt, okay? I have a health issue and I need to be healed. Whatever it is, I want you to go to the Holy Spirit right now and ask, say, Holy Spirit, what is it that I need to sow? But what I want you to do is I want you to write it down, okay? I want you to write it down.
拉比说关于这次的奉献，我要你以马拉基书神对我们说，你以此来试试我，看我是否为你敞开天上的窗户，请服于你。所以我要你在撒种的同时写下你的需要，比如你生命中需要哪个门打开，需要将哪个门关上，你需要多少的金额去偿还你的债务或贷款，或者你可以写下说你的健康哪里有问题，你需要得医治。不管是什么，拉比说你现在就求问圣灵，问圣灵为了这个需要我要撒下什么样的种子。
I want you to write it down, and then the next time we come back, you can testify and say, this principle worked.
拉比说，既然神要我们借着撒种来试试他，那么我们就来这样做。下次你可以为此做见证说，这个神所规定的圣经财务原则是有果效的。
And when you go to the donate, I want you to sow whatever the Lord tells you to sow.Whatever that number is, okay? Could be small or large. It's not about the number. It's about the obedience. Because the Lord has just given you the key of David to unlock your life, the goals to grow, so that you can live a prosperous life and leave an inheritance.
拉比说，当你开始奉献的时候，我要你撒下圣灵所启示你的数字。不管圣灵启示你的数字是什么，可能是少，也可能是多。 但这无关乎这个数字，乃关乎你的顺服。拉比拿起手上的成长目标手册说，在这整篇信息当中，神把这把大卫的钥匙给你。在此，这个大卫的钥匙就是这本成长目标手册，他借着这本手册里面你自己透过圣灵的启示所写下的目标和内容，使你的生命被解锁。
That you can live a prosperous life and leave an inheritance.
让你能够拥有一个丰盛的人生，并且承接神给你的产业。
And when you get a word like this, you need to put your seed in the ground as you just put your word. That's the principle. Sow with your mouth and sow with your finances.
当你领受这样的信息的时候，你要把等同分量的种子撒到地里，如同你跟着这个信息所做的宣告，也就是你的口中撒下话语的种子。同时，你也撒下你财务的种子。
Listen, it could be $1. It doesn't make any difference. It could be, you know, a bigger amount. I'm not trying to shame people here. But even if you're watching on the archive,
拉比说，可能你撒下的是一块钱，或者是更大的金额，甚或你不是在直播的时候撒下这个种子，乃是在听语音档案的时候听到这里，你去祷告，得到圣灵给你的数字所撒下的种子。
To sow the word.You have to sow the seed, and the two become the double-edged sword, the double doors opening, if you sow.
拉比说，你话语的种子和你金钱的种子就好像利剑的两刃，是双道的门为你敞开。
Pray for you, and we're going to seal this work in Yeshua's name.
接下来我要为你祷告，让我们以耶稣基督的圣名来封存以上我们所做的功。
So Father God, we just lift up our goals to grow.
天父，我们将我们今年所列的成长目标带到你的面前。
Lord, we have taken them into your war room and your courts and in the mercy courts and we have decreed and declared.
神，我们带到你施恩的宝座前，带到天上法庭的征战室来宣告并声明。
Lord, we thank you that we have been created for a workmanship that was prepared beforehand.
神，我们原是你的工作在基督耶稣里所造成的，为要叫我们行善。
And Lord, I agree that I will walk in that workmanship if you would say amen.
神，我完全认同，并且我会做成你预定我要我所行出的善功。
Lord, I'm going to walk in that workmanship, and I decree that all that has been written in my book will manifest in my life this day.
神，我宣告，那写在我生命册上的事，今天都会成就。
Lord, I decree that the Lord's mercies are new every morning, and great is His faithfulness.
神，我宣告，你的慈爱每早晨都是新的，并且你的信实极其广大。
Thank you, Lord.For releasing your angels to hearken unto the words that I've spoken. Thank you, Lord, if anything I've spoken that was missaid, that is not in my books. I don't want that. I only want exactly what you have for me.
神，我宣告你此刻释放那些听到我话语的天使。神，如果在我所宣告的当中不符合在我生命册上的事，我也不要。我只要在这个季节当中，你写在我生命册上要成就在我生命当中的事。
So Lord, I thank you for it. I will give you all the glory. Lord, I will seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things shall be added on.
神，我谢谢你，我要将一切的荣耀归给你。主啊，我会先寻求你的国和你的义，我知道其他我所需要的都会加给我。
I decree I shall not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself, and it has its trouble for its own day.
主，我宣告，我不会为明天忧虑，因为一天的难处一天担当，明天自有明天的忧虑。
Lord, I agree that you will create wealth and you will add no sorrow to it. And Lord, I agree that I am available for you to establish your covenant so that I can be a blessing to the nations of the earth and all those who are around me.
神，我认同你要与我建立盟约，所以我能够成为列国以及那些在我周围的人的祝福。
Lord, I give you praise for all that you've done. Honor this day. We all come in agreement.In Yeshua's name, and we thank you and seal this time of prayer.
主，我为你所做的一切来赞美你，并且尊荣在直播当中，或者是透过收听语音信息，我们一起认同这些原则和目标。主，我们感谢你，并且封存这一段祷告。
Love you. We appreciate you. We're walking this thing out together, and we decree and declare that we truly will be successful in 2024 in the midst of all the challenges. In Yeshua's name.
接着拉比对伙伴们说，我们很爱你们，也非常谢谢你们。我们会一起携手走过这充满挑战的2024年，并且我们宣告和声明，我们一定会得胜，奉耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
God bless you and shalom.
神祝福你们，安息日平安。